Our story begins at Wilson's Diner, where Charlie is having breakfast with Dirk Endicott.
So, Professor Heartthrob, what's new, man? Does that sweet little girl in your class still have the hots for you?
Don't remind me.
Well, what are you doing about it? Did you talk to her?
I tried to bring it up, but we got interrupted. I'd like to pretend the entire situation didn't exist.
So what's she like, anyway?
She's kind of a spitfire. Her father is a prominent judge in the city.
Ooh, you stay far, far, far away from her, man.
New subject, please.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
So what's going on in your life? You still hot after that Gretchen chick?
No, Miss Gretchen's no chick. She's a lady. A pretty little lady.
Oh, shit, you must have that, dude.
Yeah, well, my whole life's been about pushing and forcing things to be the way I want, you know? But for some reason, I'm willing to take things at Gretchen's pace. There's just something about her. She's special, man.
Have you fallen in love with this woman? When am I going to meet her?
I don't know. Soon, I hope. I don't want to scare her off by introducing her to my friends just yet.
What are you trying to say?
No, I didn't mean it that way. I mean, I don't want her to think I'm too serious and send her running for the hills, you know?
Wow. Charlie Dean, I think you're a new man. And for somebody who isn't getting any, you certainly are with.
Hey, I don't see any notches on your bedpost either, buddy.
Oh, my God. Speaking of notches.
What? Heidi?
You know Heidi?
Yeah, I know Heidi. She was almost a notch for me, too.
Well, look who it is. The two-timing snake and the guy who never called back.
Heidi, how's it going?
How do you think, Sleeve?
Aw, now, coffee girl, cut my man some slack here, would you? He meant to call you back. Didn't you, Dirk?
Oh, shut up, Charlie.
Ouch. Never expect to see her again.
In his house in Greenville, Alabama, Zach is talking with Zoe.
It's just us now, kiddo. Everyone's left.
Daddy, this has been the worst day of my life.
I know, baby doll. It killed me to see them put your mother in the ground. I don't know what life is without her.
Daddy, I'm going to see if I can get an extra day off from the hospital. I hate leaving you down here alone right now.
Zoe, I want to talk to you about that. Why don't you stay down here, permanently?
I can't do that. I have to finish my last 2 weeks of school and get back to my life.
Now why on earth do you have to be in New York City? It's not safe up there. Look at what happened to your sister.
We don't know for sure what happened to Zelda, Daddy.
She's gone, Zoe. I know you don't want to believe it, but I feel it in my heart. Zelda's not coming back.
I guess in the back of our minds, we always felt that was probably the case, which is why I'm more determined than ever to find her children. You have grandchildren in New York.
Maybe.
No matter what Chuck Lander says, I truly believe that Stacy girl is Zelda's daughter. They favor each other. She's definitely a Jessup.
So now what do you plan on doing about it? You can't just ring her doorbell and announce to her that she's adopted.
Now you sound like Chuck.
Don't compare me to that guy. I'll never forgive him for cheating on Zelda and destroying her life. I don't want you to see him again.
I don't want to see him either. But I need his help in tracking down the leads on Zelda.
You don't need anything from that guy, Zoe. He's nothing but trouble for this family. Remember that.
At Raven's apartment, Blake is talking on the phone with the Algonquin.
How could the pipes just burst? I've been living there for a year and a half and I've never had a problem like this before. Whatever. I've been a loyal customer to the Algonquin, but that's about to change. Goodbye.
I take it that was bad news?
Somehow the pipes burst on the penthouse and my suite is flooded. Half my furniture may be ruined.
Oh my God, that's awful!
I was ready to move out of there anyway. This gives me all the incentive I need now to do it.
Wasn't there an apartment you were interested in?
Yes. Matt and I were supposed to go look at it the day of the subway explosion, but it's off the market now.
Are you going to the hospital to see Matt today?
I'm going to try. Assuming he isn't still refusing to see me.
Just give him some time, Blake. He'll see that you won't give up on him, and that will help pull him through this.
I hope you're right.
Should I call Connie or someone else to come over?
I actually talked to Perry earlier, and he's on his way over here now to stay with you while I'm gone.
Wow, you really think of everything.
Hey, I promised Hannah I'd look out for you, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
I hate Mandy Stiles for making me not feel safe in my own home.
That woman needs to be put away, and this time someplace where she can't ever escape.
Alone in his room at the St. John Hospital, Matt is having a nightmare.
Mac, where are you? Mac, can't breathe. Somebody help us. Somebody. It was just a dream. Yes? Can I help you?
Hello, Everett.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.